Okay, good chodesh, everyone. We're up to Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. So the Gemara continues. Oy, so how much hide can't you carry? Kedei lasais enough to make a kameya. So says the Gemara. Boim ne Rav Nachman hamoitzi oy bekama. So he asks him a question, which lechayd is obvious. It's written in the Mishnah, but he starts off asking himself, taking that oy, what? How much? What's the quantity that you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos? He was leading into his next question. Amalek it's not. It's the finish of the Mishnah. Or kedei lasa kameya, enough to make to wrap around a kameya. So he said, yeah, but le'avdai bekama. What happens? This is or high that you're about to tan, but you haven't tanned yet. Does it have the same shear or not? Amalek loishno. No difference if it was tanned already or wasn't. Says the Gemara minotemra. How does Rav Nachman know that there's no difference whether it's already tanned, which means it can be used for the kameya, or even it wasn't tanned yet, but potential to be tanned is already it's sufficient to be the same? Kidetnan, because we learned hamelaben, if somebody washes out wool, you know, rinsing in the water, immersing in the water, hamenapitz, and if you separate the threads or you beat the wool to clean out all the pieces of atzveya, and you color it v'hatov and you spin it shiurei, the shear is always the same. What does that? Kameloi reichiv hasit, the distance between your index finger and your middle finger, kofel, double that. That's the amount of wool that you're not allowed to carry. But again, if you weave base chutin, if you weave two threads, shiurei kemolei reichas chit, kofel, same thing, double. So the malabin menapit you haven't yet spun, and yet we're giving the same shear for the stages that were not spun yet to the stages that were already spun. That shows there's no difference. Alma kimin l'tviyakoy shiuda b'tavi. Since it eventually you're going to spin it, so therefore already has the same din. It means hachinami here too. Since this hide can be tanned and will be tanned, just because it wasn't tanned yet, the shear is the same. Kimin l'avdakoy shiuda kim ubed. The shear is what? The same thing. Says the Gemara. What about shaloy l'avdakoy? What about hide that you plan? You don't plan to tan. What's the shear then? Omlei loshna. Again, he said no difference. Now the Gemara asks, okay, I understand one thing, you tell me it's about to be tanned, okay, so therefore we give it the same. But over here, you have no intentions of tanning it, why should the shear be the same? So let me ask you a question. But Leishani, isn't there a difference between Mu'ubid, Lesha'ein, and Mu'ubid? There's no difference between one another. Hey, so I'll ask you a question. Hamoitzi Samonin. I'll ask you, if somebody, let's say, takes out Samonin, takes out herbs, or spices, she'ein and shiruyin, you're taking out of these, you know, these things for incense that was not soaked at all. It wasn't soaked yet in liquids. Tanan, we learned, sorry, I just skipped the line. Kedei l'tzboyim, and you did it in order to dye them. Dugma li'iroi, what's the size? The size is enough to make a sample, let's say. You want to have material to show out the samples of colors, you don't need large material, it's only a small amount. And what it is they have the stick where they put their things on, and they have at the end like a bowl, and they seal the whole of the stick there with that color, whatever the color is, and they show it, go on, they show it what it is. So it's a very small piece. So that's the din by samoni that is shiruyin, that are ready now to be used to dye your materials. But samoni that you didn't soak yet, so it's not ready yet to use it for dye. There it says, tanan, we learned a whole different shear. So we're going to see there's a difference between once it's prepared and if it's not prepared at all. So the cheder by hide, we're going to ask, there's a big difference between whether the hide is prepared, that's to wrap around a kameya, but if it wasn't and it's not planning to be prepared for tanning, then it should be a different shear. Because what does it say here regarding some money that are not shirin? Klipia geizim, the shells of nuts, the klipia demonim and of pomegranates, seitim or pua. These are a different kind of thing. We'll learn about the motor actually later. What it is, some kind of a growth that you make from it. You extract red color from it, or blue color from it. From blue one, is red. Is a kedelitz boy behind bag of cotton. Lefi savacha. What is the amount there? The amount that you are going to color a small garment that's going to go on top of a hat. Now, this is a much larger amount than the amount you're going to use for to color the sample that he's going to do. So we see there's a difference. When something is chashuv, when it's immersed or it's ready to dye, it's one amount. And when something is not been done yet, so it's not chashuv, you need a much larger amount. So it's different. Says Yimah, don't compare. Ha'id, in the case of dye, Yimah, we learned, Amra Nachman, Adam Tareach, Lisha Samani, Litzvoy, Madug Mele'ira. Once it's dyed already, it's chashuv, so therefore you use a small amount. But if it wasn't dyed yet, you're not going to work. It's a big effort to go ahead and to bring out the colors. And you're not going to put that effort into a small amount. By leather, You will. Thinking about a no? Then I ask you a question, other questions. So you're telling me still there's a difference. You maintain there's no difference between something's already prepared or not prepared. Okay, and you gave me a good answer regarding the samanin, because if it's not prepared, it has very little value because nobody's going to make the effort to prepare it, such a small amount. So you need a larger amount. Fine. What about the zirayna gina seeds? The mekame de zirayna, before you planted in the ground, time we learned zirayna gina, pachim megregre, is how much should you carry in Shabbat for your chayev? A little bit less than the dried fig. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Bemseida oime chamisha, five seeds is a minimum that makes it chashim when you carry in Shabbos. Vila basad the zarina, but once you planted it already, tonight we learned zevel, we'll learn the next Mishnah. Zevel fertilizer, vachela dak, and thin sand, kede lezabel boy, how much should you carry in Shabbos? Enough to fertilize, kelech akruv, one seed, a stalk of cabbage, just one seed. Once it's planted already, one seed already chashim, divra kiva, chomoime kede lezabel kresha, to fertilize a leek. So we see that what? We see that one seed, once it's planted, is one seed. Before you plant it, it's five seeds. Again, there's a difference between, you know, what stage something is developed. So how can you tell me when it comes to leather, it makes no difference if it's tanned or not tanned, never planned to be tanned? You can't compare to seeds. Big difference seeds once it's planted or it wasn't planted. Why? To carry out one seed to plant, no one does. But once it's planted, every seed is chashev and you maintain it. Therefore, there's a difference by seeds before it's planted or after it's planted. So you're like, okay, what about valetit? When it comes to cement, mekame the ligble, before you needed it, Tanya learned, moidim chachamim, the chachamim amoidil, the lapshimin, that let's say when it comes to waste and carrying it outside, since it could be used for cement, you need a revis. The moitzi shayfchim shasarabim shashir revis. And Avinu Bar Meir asked, shayfchim achazid, this waste, what value does it have? Why should it be chayv and shabbos at all? What value does it have? And we said, to produce cement. But once you produce the cement, time you learn teeth how much can they last about pikur to cover that little hole on top of a crucible, which is when you put gold and everything else, it's narrow, small little hole, which is much less. So we see that once the cement is prepared, it's much more, it's chashuv in a smaller amount than it's before before it's prepared. We said again, the same logic. If it wasn't made yet, then we look at the quantity that you're doing. Is that something that people are going to use for that purpose ever? No, because it's too difficult to make cement just for such a small amount. But once the cement is made and it's chashuv, then even a small amount, you're going to take that small amount to cover that little hole in the lid. You would work even on a small amount. Says the Gemara Toshma coming here. Shloisha Oyder saying that three stages of hides. First one's called matzah, just like matzah is unleavened bread, which means you basically did nothing with it. And then you have chifa, and then you have diftra. There are three different kinds of matzahs. What is the difference between these three different kinds of leather? Sorry, there's three different stages of leather. What are the difference between these three stages of leather? So the Gemara explains. The Gemara says matzah kimashmoy. Matzah means like the name says. Didn't do anything. The lame lech, he didn't put salt on the leather to start tanning it. With the light kamech, he didn't put any flour on it, which is all part of the process of when you leave it in flour and water for a while. And then the light office, he didn't put the gold nuts on it as well, which also is this is the last stage that you develop leather when you tan it. Kamush, so matzah, because it wasn't done anything, Kamush Yudah, what's the shir? Torah Pshimo Rav Yudah, Kedei Lotzah Boi Mishkailas Ktana. They have these small weights made out of lead, and they were scared that it'll get ruined, so they used to cover it with this hide that wasn't done at all. You haven't worked with it at all. You haven't started the process. So that's one particular size. Then we go further, the Kama, what's that size? I'm going to buy a Riva de Riva de Pumpadisa. A quarter of a liter. And they used to cover that. That's one size. Then we go to the next one, chifa, the next stage of tanning leather, which is the meliach. He did salt it. So you put the salt on it, starting to the tanning process. Well, like, he didn't put any flour, love, no gold nuts. The kama shiurim, what's that shir? Now we learned, oir, kidei lasas kameya. So clearly we see here that oir, to make a kameya, is not the same size by a piece of leather that wasn't tanned at all. The matzah part, the matzah leather, we said, is a much larger amount. Diftra, once you did the next stage, was diftra. What's diftra? The meliach, the kemiach. You put the salt on it, you put the flour on it. If you didn't put the gold nuts on it. And it's still not final process yet because you didn't put a golden on it, but it's much further developed. The Kama Shir is much more chashuv. Could they lift the a get, enough to write a get on it. And Rashi holds, doesn't mean entire get, it means only the main parts of the get, the names of the guy and the girl, and say Harat Metel Choladim, because this is going to be the smallest amount. Other Rishonim say no, it means a full get, but since people did not carry Diftra, only for Gittin, didn't use Diftra, only for Gittin, so therefore that's the size. Doesn't matter if it's bigger or smaller. Everything has to be what's normal. Anyway, but what's the point of all this? Gemara says, "Ketonim." We learned, however, k'day lots of by mishkalei ketana. We learned that a matzah that if you have leather that wasn't tanned, what is the size? A larger size, a larger size, enough to wrap around a small weight. So it's a kasher of Nachman. And what would Abaye said? Rivu the rivu the pumbedisa to the bias. Hasan bibishula. There is talking about that it's wet, and because it's wet, it cannot be used. Therefore, it can never be used. And that's why over there the shear is totally different. It's a totally different shear. But once it's dry, so it's potential to be ma'abed, it's already considered mu'abed, even though you didn't yet. Says the Gemara, but now, didn't we learn, ha-beged, when it comes to a garment, the shloisha, when it comes to tumas maga, we learned a long time ago, in the beginning of Shabbos, that it's 3 fingers by 3 fingers. Because that's a row for a beged of anin. But when it comes to midris, which is stepping on it, you need a larger amount. So we said a beged, this garment is 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, le midris, for the tumah of stepping on it. Hasak, a sack made out of from the goats, the goat here is dalad. Ha'oid, hide, is hay al hay. And mefetz, and his mats, is vov al vov, le midris. Bein le midris, bein le mes. Whether it's for midras or whether it's for the mace. So what do we see from here? V'tani Allah, ha-beged v'hasak v'ha-oid, k'shir l'tum, k'ach shir l'itzah. It says clearly that it's the same shir that you have for tum, the same shir v'itzah. What are you telling me v'itzah? That every piece of leather, even though it wasn't tanned yet, has the same thing like tan enough to wrap around the kameya. It seems clearly it's much larger pieces. It has to be 3 tvachim, 4 tvachim, 5 tvachim. Answers the Gemara, ahu b'kurtuvla. That's talking about leather that you specifically set aside to use for furniture, so you make it very, very hard. And for furniture, anything less than these sizes here, 3 tvachim, 4 tvachim, 5 tvachim, has no use. And therefore, we have these large shiurim. We're talking about leather here that has not yet been set aside for anything that can still be tanned. Okay, sitting more right to klaf. Okay, so klaf. Remember I told you last time, there's klaf and there is duchsustus. You take the hide of the animal, you split it in half, and the part that's closer to the flesh of the animal, but facing the external part, that's called duchsustus. The part that's the outside part of the skin, that's but facing the side that's facing the internal side, facing the animal, that's called klaf. And gvil is the whole, or the whole hide, entire hide. And we're going to see now that in certain, on klaf, you write one thing, and on duchsustus you write something else. We're going to make a difference between tefillin and mezuzah. But it says in the Mishnah, klaf, can they lift up a parsha? It's not enough to write a small parsha. And we said a small parsha of tefillin. But anyway, I ask a question. It's in our Mishnah. It says, what the small parsha of tefillin, which is Shema Yisrael. Interestingly, the Mishnah spells it out. We can see for ourselves which is the smallest parsha. But anyway, Raminu, we ask a question. Klaf, for the chustas, k'day lichtev all of mezuzah, it says clearly to write on it the mezuzah, a mezuzah l'chayde made up of 2 parshas, Shema and v'hoyim shemoya. That's the amount that you should be chay for carrying a Shabbos. So we answer, my mezuzah shebet film. We mean the mezuzah that's in the film, and there are 4 different parshas in the film, and all you need is 1 of the parshas, which is what? The smallest Shema. The cordial tefillin mezuzah. Think about it. The Brises use the word mezuzah. What do you tell me is tefillin? If it meant tefillin, what is that tefillin? Since when do we refer to the parshas inside the tefillin as mezuzah? Think about it. Yes, in. Because with Tanya we learned, Ritzua is tefillin, imat tefillin. We learned, remember the first painting, the Yitzchaz Dover, that if you touch a Sefer Torah, your hands become tummy for Truma, and because they used to put food in the Aron Kodesh and so on. So he says it's the same with tefillin. That the Ritzuas tefillin, imat tefillin, if the Ritzuas of the tefillin are attached to the tefillin, metamus is yadayim, that if you touch the Ritzuas, it makes your hands tummy as well, that for truma, you are tummy. if the Ritzuas are on their own, ain't metamus is yadayim. The Ritzuas on their own, they're not metami the hands. Rab Shimon Yehuda argues, Mishnah Rab Shimon, Hanagei b'Ritzua. If you touch the Ritzua third, Ad Sheyiga b'Ktitza. Even if it's attached, you touch the Ritzua, you don't become tummy unless you touch the batim themselves. Even if you touch the batim, remember the gzera there was a sefer Torah. Over here, it has to be the pashis. Only if you touch the pashis, and it refers to the pashis in the tefillin as mezuzah. So clear, mezuzah can mean tefillin. So it's not a problem. Says the Gemara, when we turn the sefer, it says in the sefer of that braise. Machlokes is showing what we refer to here, but the way Rashi learned the sefer of that braise. It says there, was it? Klaf, kedei lichtav olav parshak tana shebetfilin, sheishma Yisrael. In the sefer of the braise, it also says that klaf, enough to write the small parsha and tefillin. So if in the beginning of the braise it talks about mezuzah, then obviously it's not talking about tefillin, because why would it change from mezuzah to tefillin? Sheishma Yisrael, mekal dresh, mezuzah atzmaskin, says Gemara, hachi toni, this is how you should learn the braise. Klaf veduchsustos, you have two things. You have a klaf, which is the outer skin, and you have the duchsustos, which is the inner skin. Shiurin bekama, what's the share of each one? So we're dividing it. Duchsustos, that's the inner one, kedei lichtav ala mezuzah. You write a mezuzah on it. And klaf, kedei lichtav ala pashak tanah tefillin. And the klaf, which is the outer one, that's where you normally write tefillin, so there's a small pashak tefillin, sheishma Yisrael. So it sounds from the braisa here that mezuzah is written on duchsustos and tefillin is written on klaf, and that's how it should be, no other way. Comes along Rav and says, it's not so simple. Omar Rav, duchsustos hareike klaf. All Rav said was the following statement, that duchsustos is like a klaf. They have the same din. So now the Gemara assumes, what do you mean the same din? In which respect? That tefillin can be written on both. Just like tefillin can be written on klaf, so too can it be written on duchsustos. Ma klaf koisvin olav tefillin. Just like on klaf, you write tefillin. Af duchsustos koisvin olav tefillin. So too in duchsustos, you're allowed to write tefillin. So the Gemara Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, klaf, kedei lichta parshak tana tefillin, klaf, in order to write the parshak tana tefillin, shehishma Yisrael. Sounds like from here that tefillin is only written on klaf. Says Gemara Lemitzvah. That's only talking about an ideal situation. Doesn't mean it's not ma'akev if you don't do it. Toshma coming here. It says halachim as you've seen that tefillin on the klaf. Says Mefedish halachim as you've seen that tefillin is necessarily on klaf. Umezuzah al duchsusist. And then the Braise says klaf the mokum basa. That when you write on the klaf, which is the outer, you know, the outer side, hide of the animal, but it's the internal side, the side fading the flesh. And when it comes to mezuzah duchsustos, on duchsustos, when you write b'mokum seir, the side facing the ear. Again, so it seems clear from me, halacha mishneh, that tefillin is the klaf, and the mezuzah is not duchsustos. Says the Gemara lemitzvah. It's only a mitzvah. But Tanya, we learned, it's a good thing, but if you write tefillin on duchsustos, it's still good. But Tanya, we learned, it's a shina apostle, if you change the apostle, a mezuzah. Mezuzah is limited only to duchsustos. But tefillin can write on both. But then we learn shina b'zeh u'b'zeh apostle. So we answer idi v'idi amezuzah. They're both referring to mezuzah. V'hod de kasvinu aklaf b'mokum sir. And this, when you write a klaf, it has to be in the side of the. It says another braisa shina b'zeh apostle. Sounds like that what? That both apostles tefillin on mezuzah and mezuzah on klaf. So we answer another. Both talk about mezuzah, but in mezuzah itself. You're not allowed to write on klaf, that's one psul, but another psul is, even if you're on the susus, if you write on the wrong side, if you write on the flesh side, rather than the hair side, the side that's, you know, exposed to the outside, or that's facing the outside, it's also possible. Hodi kasvina klaf mokam seir, inami, or, aduch susus de mokam basa. Before I go further, when the Gemara says the mitzvah all the time, Rashi says a fascinating thing. Rashi says here, I'll just quote you the Rashi, the mitzvah in the middle of the page, Rashi le mitzvah min hamufcher. The ideal mitzvah is klaf binin. For tefillin, ideally you should put it on klaf, on that kind of parchment. Then Rashi says, the stomed the chol inish. So why does the braisa just say, lochem yusina, you got klaf, should be used with tefillin, when in fact you can use both? So he says it, because stomed the chol inish, generally speaking, every person, mitzvah ma'al yisa ovid, yidin always try to do the mitzvah in the best possible way. Therefore, it doesn't even mention tefillin. And nobody hides the chusus of tefillin because people don't use it. Because nobody used it. So Rashi says when you have a choice of doing a mitzvah in a more chabadik way, or a more mahudadik way, and a less mahudadik way, the tendency for all yidin is to do it in the most mahudadik way possible. And therefore, if you hide the chusus for tefillin, even though technically it could be used in tefillin, but since nobody does it, this is called that ein matznei kamayu. Nobody hides it like you. Pretty fascinating. Okay, then what it says, another possibility is, you're right. When it says, means you're right. This Tana holds, that if you take tefillin and you write it on cloth, and you write it on the chusel, it's possible. But it's a machlekes tanoim, and Rab Nachman different holds like the other one. What's the story? The Tanya, I mean, the time we learned, Shidim was a apostle, Rab Acha, whoever Machshe, Mosher Machi Bachanina. And the others say, Mosher Yaakov Bachanina. They hold kosher. And therefore, Rab Paskins like Rab Acha. Machlekes, okay. Rab Papa, Omar, Rab Papa says, no, there's another Tanya Rab Paskin we can hold like Rab, the Omar, Ketan Rebbe Menashe. Ketan Rebbe Menashe, Kosva Al Haniyar, if you wrote the Tefillin on a Niyar, it doesn't say what, it says if you wrote something on Niyar, on paper, we should have said we came from grass. While on matlis and the shmata, psul is puzzle. But on a cloth, if you wrote it on a cloth, which is the outer part of the skin, or on a gvil, the entire parchment, while on the chusus, or the inner skin, kshedah is kosher. Now, kosher, what are we talking about here? What did you write? Ilema mezuzah, if you wrote the mezuzah, cloth, because when the Rav says clearly, you cannot write a mezuzah on cloth. So how can this braisa say that if you wrote it on cloth, gvil, chusus, it's all kosher? Can't be told by mezuzah. So it's clear to me that tefillin can be written also on the chusus. I think more impossible. Because the third option here is gvil. Everyone agrees that you cannot write tefillin on gvil. The time of tefillin on gvil, if it's talking about tefillin, how can you write tefillin on gvil? They're trying to find, try to find a mocker that you can't. Ella kitanya ahi besefer teda. We're not talking about mezuzah, we're talking about sefer teda. There's no raya one way or another. What's the story about the Sefer Torah? Sefer Torah can be written on either the chusus or gvil or cloth on any one of those. And gvil is the next stage as well. Gvil is that not only you did, you know, the two stages there of the salt and the flour, but you also put the gold nuts on it. Say, Mulema, Messayele, I'll prove it to you, I'll support you, Ki Yitzibai. I'll prove it to you that it's talking about tefillin. How do I know? Because it says, similarly, tefillin, it talks about there that if you're allowed to change from tefillin shayat to tefillin shereish, and we said, mylim b'koidish, you can, you can take out, but you cannot change from tefillin shereish to tefillin shayat. And then he says here, kietzibay tefillin shabolum, tefillin that rotted, with sefer teda shabola, or sefer teda that rotted, ain oise be mezuzah. Now I'll make from them a mezuzah. Why? Sefer Torah and tefillin are holier than a mezuzah, so you cannot be made for kedusha chamura. What do you mean? You want to cut out from the Torah the parshiyot Shema v'Hayin Shmoya, and Shema v'Hayin Shmoya tastes already as the Rashi so far away from each other. So Rashi seems to clearly to hold that it doesn't matter that the parshiyot are far away from each other. You can cut them out and put them in the mezuzah, and they're still kosher, even though it's not one long scroll. That's what Rashi seems to hold clearly. And taste another shame argue. Timeless, it says here, the only reason why you cannot take from Sefer Torah and make it, or tefillin and transform it to mezuzah, the ain't my reading. How my reading, but if you are technically, let's say you're allowed to be made in the Kedusha, then oisin, you can take a Sefer Torah or tefillin, let's say, take whatever it is, the holy thing, and make a mezuzah. Now, the ksiva amai, what was it written on? Lav, the ksiva ar duchsusas, that this tefillin was written on the duchsusas. It was written on the chsus. No, I'm going to prove to you that tefillin can be written on the chsus because it says there's a possibility to turn tefillin into mezuzah. It's not for the fact that you might in Magdusha. But if the din is that tefillin can only be written on cloth and mezuzah can only be written on the chsus, how can you ever envisage that tefillin should become mezuzah? Forget about the din of Ma'ilim B'Kodesh. Apart from that, it's written on the wrong parchment. It's a raya that technically you both can have the same parchment. The only problem is Ma'ilidin. So the raya, like Rav, is correct that tefillin can be written on the chsus. Saying, what am I love? The chsiva aduchsus, the tefillin written on the chsusus, which is also kosher from that's how you write a mezuzah. And therefore, if it be meridin, you're allowed to. Saying, my Lord, no raya. The chsiva ala klaf was written on klaf. Saying, if it's written on klaf, then how can you use it for mezuzah? Or mezuzah, klaf, me, kasvin, how can you use a mezuzah on klaf? Moses says, yes, in. You can. And Rav is wrong. You could use a mezuzah and write it on klaf. Because what Tanya we learned. Kosva ala klaf, if you wrote it on a klaf, or on a yor, or on a matzah, psula. Omav Rab Shimon Loza, Rab Meir ha yakoysa, the mezuzah al ha klaf. Rab Meir used to dafke write it on a klaf. Why? Because they have longevity. The letters stay, you know, firm for longer, especially a mezuzah that's, you know, that's vulnerable to the elements. So we use dafke klaf. So now we swapped everything around, at least according to Rab Meir. Mezuzah can be written on both, and therefore when it says in the Braisei that tefillin, you could change to mezuzah, if not for Ma'ilim HaKodesh, because tefillin is written dafka on klaf, and mezuzah can be written either klaf or duchsustas.
Says the Gemara, Hashtag Osel Hochi, now that you've introduced to us the idea that mezuzah can be written in klaf, then maybe we totally misunderstood Rav. All Rav said was that klaf and the chusa have the same din. He didn't spell it out. We assumed it's for tefillin. He meant mezuzah. That tefillin is limited only to klaf. It's mezuzah that can be written in both. Rav Nami, loy teima, don't say the chusas hadeg klaf, don't say the chusas like klaf, el aim of faket, klaf are the chusas. The klaf are the chusas, and mezuzah can be written in both. Mazuz, the question of mezuzah, of klaf, question of mezuzah, you can write in both.
Okay, this ends today's blot.